All right. Hello and happy Father's Day to all you lucky dads out there, where you're a father, baby daddy, whatever in between. Again, happy Father's Day. And as a quick shout out to the World Cup viewers out there. Yes, I'm part Mexican. Unfortunately, I am not 100% Mexican. It's a little inside joke between me and my fiance. But with that, happy Father's Day. And again, World Cup, those of you following Mexico. They beat Germany today, June 17th, 2018, 1-0, and everybody was counting Mexico out. So a big congrats to them. Not much of a soccer fan, but when World Cup rolls around, we all tend to become fans ourselves. So with that said, just want to give a quick shout out to the fiance who is recovering. She's a bit under the weather, and that's all right. It's been about maybe 2 weeks. She's doing fine. She just needs more rest, and it's okay. And we're gonna do this solo. So, you're just gonna get me. So, disclaimer, I am gonna be talking about a lot of wrestling, maybe some video games, and maybe some topics. Again, I like going in random. So, sit back and relax and try to enjoy my soothing or unsoothing voice for the time being. So, with that in mind, let's go ahead and get started. So, we were out for about a week. And 2 weeks ago, a lot of things happening in the world of New Japan Pro Wrestling. For starters, I said I was going to give you guys the winner of the Best of Super Juniors 2018. And it was one hell of a match between Taiji Ishimori, who was also known aka as Bone Soldier. He was kind of a pretty much a joke character for the Bullet Club. And every time he went out and wrestled a few years back, he would just lose every match. That was his gimmick. It was pretty bad. He went out there with a skull kind of mask. And yeah, he was just a joke. But ever since returning to Bullet Club without his mask, he's been tearing it up and got to the finals versus Hiromu Takahashi. And again, this match was one for the record books and one you guys should watch if you have the New Japan app. If not, go ahead and get that. It's only a subscription of $9.95 a month, and you can get this with that subscription. And unfortunately for Ishimori, Hiromu Takahashi ended up being victorious. And again, this match was just off the hook. They went out into the crowd, did a couple of insane moves out there, and just leaves you wanting more. And it didn't disappoint. The match did not disappoint. But again, congrats to Los Ingobernables de Japón, because Takahashi is a member of that elite group, with the leader being Naito and all. Which brings me to Naito right now, because a week after that, they had Dominion 2018 for New Japan, which had a lot of great matches. It was a great pay-per-view all around. And granted, the time zone between Japan and over here in the United States, we're going to be watching either midnight, maybe a little bit earlier than that, 1 a.m., 2 a.m., but what have you. If you're a big fan of these wrestlers, because I know I am, tried staying up, but I had work the very following day, so I had to catch the replay of it. And hands down, it was really awesome. A lot of belts changing hands, just to give you a quick example of that. You had like the Young Bucks winning the heavyweight tag team championships off of Sonata and Evil. A good tag team match. Big ups for the Young Bucks as they continue to be the best tag team in the world. In my opinion, the best tag team ever. And they're just doing it for all the right reasons. They love their fans. And if you haven't heard of the Young Bucks or the Bullet Club, I suggest you look them up now. It's kind of like I'm going to take a line from the NWO back in the early 90s, like in my era when I was a teenager. They're the best thing going today. And you know what? Everybody should follow in suit. But you don't have to, take my word for it. There's a lot of people that love wrestling, and they're going to tell you, hey, what got you back into wrestling? And first thing they're going to say, Bullet Club, Young Bucks, Kenny Omega forming, as a trio known as the Elite. Which brings me next to Kenny Omega and his match, which was the main event. But you know what? I think I'm going to save that. In regards to the other matches, Big Mike Elgin had a three-way match for the Never Open Championship. And you know what? This was pretty good because it featured Hirooki Goto, excuse me. And And the up-and-comer Taichi. This was a pretty decent match, to say the least. I really enjoy Mike Elgin's work. I actually saw him personally and in live here in Reseda, California, in PWG. Match was average, but at least, you know what, Mike Elgin won. He grabbed the hold of Taichi and, using him as a projectile weapon, delivered a buckle bomb to the young star Goto and followed up with a sit-out powerbomb that earned Big Mike the win and the championship. So big up to Big Mike. Next, following up, we have the interesting matchup here. We had the winner of the 2018, and just as I mentioned, Hiromu Takahashi versus Will Ospreay. Will Ospreay has mentioned in the past that he wants to move up to the super heavyweights. Basically, you know, kind of like if you follow WWE, a light heavyweight is considered someone who is under 206 pounds. There's a couple of wrestlers who didn't like that, especially Marty Scurll. He was very vocal about that. He said, you know what, it doesn't matter about anybody's weight class. He wants to stay a super junior. He'd rather stay in his weight, and he wants to represent that title to the extent and to, you know, to the fullest. So what we got here is Will Ospreay versus Hiromu Takahashi. And now with those comments with Will Ospreay saying that he wants to move up, I was kind of thinking heading into this match when I was watching, like, you know what, it would be awesome if Will Ospreay would hold on to the title just a bit. But just, you know, with the sudden success of Takahashi, Hiromu, you know, or Hiromu Takahashi, kind of saying it in the Japanese proper there, last name, then first name. You know, it wouldn't be surprising if he won the title from Ospreay. And long story short, guys, match was also great, just as the bout that Takahashi had with Ishimori. And Takahashi defeated Ospreay to win the IWGP Junior Heavyweight Championship. So this is awesome. So a lot of belts changing hands, kind of signifying like a new time for New Japan Pro Wrestling, which is awesome to see. And what I really like about them is like the build up to the matches. It's really good. This one was somewhat kind of sudden, but overall, it was a great match. Another title that changed hands was the IWGP Intercontinental Championship match, and it featured Tetsuya Naito, the leader of Los Ingobernables de Japón, versus Chris Jericho. Yeah, that Chris Jericho from the WWE. Now, this match was, like, insane. Like, he attacked Naito, blindsided him, so to speak. You know, put him through a table, like everything you can imagine, like outside the ring before the match was officially had begun. And you had Naito kind of bleeding under his eye, so it just had like all these aspects of what could have been a good comeback for Naito, because it was just going back and forth. But I mean, with that sneak attack from Jericho, he was in control of the match pretty much from beginning to end, in my point of view. And as a result, Jericho defeated Naito, and he won the Intercontinental IWGP Championship, which is pretty amazing, because if you count his run with the WWE, he has about 9 title reigns, and you can kind of say this is number 10, but even though it's from IWGP, you may want to dismiss it, but I wouldn't. So he's a 10-time Intercontinental Champion, in my view. And if you heard that cough, that's just my fiance trying to recover. We love you, and I know I love her. And then the main event for the Dominion 2018 from New Japan Pro Wrestling featured the IWGP Heavyweight Championship 2 out of 3 falls, which featured the champion Okada versus Kenny Omega. Now this one, guys, wow, you just can't say enough. This match was hands down what wrestling should be like. If anyone from the WWE, whether you're a fan, producer, or anybody affiliated with them, watch this match, because they do everything right in this match. The storytelling, the back and forth action, the constant one-upmanship, and the constant respect. I mean, they have it. There's this mutual respect from these two wrestlers, and it just showcased everything from beginning to end. And you know what? In the end, I don't want to get into too much details on the match. It was just amazing. Back and forth, like I said. And ultimately, Omega defeated Okada 2-1 to win the IWGP Heavyweight Championship. And this match was amazing. And it lasted for like just about a little over an hour. That's like an amazing Iron Man match, in my opinion. So without going into overtime for those wrestling historians, you know what I'm talking about right there. So that was really amazing. I was just really hyped, really glad to see, the Young Bucks and Kota Ibushi support Kenny Omega at the end of all of the what transpired, kind of them kind of not breaking up, just getting back together, and the newly reformed Elite, the Golden Elite, which is including the Golden Lovers of Kenny Omega and Kota Ibushi into the mix of the Elite, original members, Young Bucks and Kenny O. All right, man. Well, that'll do it for New Japan Pro Wrestling. Like I said, guys, this is going to be or maybe if I didn't mention it, a different pace here. I'm just going to talk about wrestling and just going solo. And what happened last night was amazing, just amazing. There was a pay-per-view, NXT TakeOver Chicago on June 16th. Since we are on the 17th, we are amidst of the WWE Money in the Bank. But before we start talking about Money in the Bank, which I kind of really don't want to watch, but I do want to watch because of the ladder match, I'm going to talk about the awesome NXT TakeOver 2 Chicago, or NXT TakeOver Chicago, excuse me, which is, once again, this is what the main roster needs to do, and I'm going to get to this after I talk about what transpired in the NXT TakeOver Chicago. If you guys want to listen, take a listen. If you don't, because again, I should have made this warning earlier. Spoilers up ahead. So I'm going to run down this really quick. So you had about a total of maybe 6-7 matches. You had Ricochet versus Velveteen Dream. You had, I believe it was the Tag Team Championships Undisputed Era versus Oney Lorcan and Danny Burch. I think, yeah, they kicked it off with that. The crowd was just amazing. They got behind the Undisputed Era, and you can tell why. I mean, these guys have been together for quite a while, and Chicago's no joke. They know their wrestling. They've seen this guy's in TNA, Impact Wrestling, and everywhere around the world. The amount of respect that they have for these guys was just amazing, and it was just kind of funny because these guys are technically the heels, and they were getting loud pops, people cheering for them. And you had, Oney Lorcan and Danny Burch playing the babyfaces, which were the good guys. And they were getting booed most of the time. And that was okay. They just kept going on with the match. And that's the type of things that you want to see in your fan base. You know, they're not dumb. And that's something that's really awesome because they portray that energy. And it's just, it was a great buildup for the entire night. And that match was so awesome. It was just really great. You saw Undisputed Era, retain their tag team championships. And it was really a great sign of show of respect from the crowd to Oney Lorcan and Danny Burch, who had a standing ovation at the end of the match, even though they came up just short, a bit shy of the NXT tag team championships. And great respect because they have great work. I would love to see Oney Lorcan, Danny Burch, either stick together or go in singles careers in NXT. And hopefully one day, either Oney Lorcan and Danny Burch, they go one-on-one or something should happen there, because I can see Oney Lorcan being the NXT top dog one day. And that's just me, but that would be an amazing thing to see. And then next, second match on the card was Ricochet versus Velveteen Dream. Man, I got to give it to Velveteen Dream. This guy is a young and up-and-comer. His gimmick is really funny. Shades of amazing kind of like a, it's kind of like, I don't want to say stealing from anybody, but he just has his own style. But his trunks, his whole demeanor reminds me of an even cockier, ravishing Rick Rude, if you know what I mean, with his gyrations and everything else, his hip movements, just the way he walks. He may not be all man because like his character is pertaining the LGBT community, which is fine. That's awesome. I have no issues with that. I think it's great. People should welcome that. And I have, because it's just amazing. He puts in great work. He puts in the time, the hard work. And against Ricochet, man, that match was just really amazing. And it just came down to that one thing. Whatever Ricochet can do, Velveteen Dream can do better. And he did. And this match proves it. This guy, I wish they would have had him go over. And when I say go over, guys, it's like he can win the crowd, but go over as in winning matches, because his talent, is really versatile. This is a different match type because you got Ricochet, who's a high flyer, kind of grounded, but he likes to do aerial assaults. Velveteen Dream matched him foot for foot or move for move, so to speak. And this was amazing. Ricochet did get the win. Big props to him. I've seen him live like two, three times down in PWG, Reseda, but now they're in downtown LA. Amazing match. I really, really wish Velveteen Dream had this victory. He put up a great show in every NXT TakeOver match or even on NXT. This guy's an up-and-comer, so I wouldn't be surprised if he has some type of beef with Adam Cole because I wouldn't doubt it because I didn't see the U.S. title up for grabs on the NXT TakeOver Chicago last night. So that's something to look out for. But yeah, Velveteen Dream lost to Ricochet in an amazing match. I mean, you just can't say anything bad about NXT. They always put up great matches. One where I was just kind of like weirded out or maybe just not really disturbed, but it was the Shayna Baszler versus Nikki Cross for the NXT Women's Championship. So on one hand, you know, as I mentioned, New Japan had title changes left and right. This one, we didn't get to see too much. Like I said earlier, tag team championships didn't move over to Oney Lorcan or Danny Burch. Same thing happened here with Shayna Baszler. Basically, hands down, defeated Nikki Cross. But this was very more of a psychological match, which was pretty interesting. I wish the match would have been longer. Excuse me as I'm burping over here. I wish the match would have been longer. But Nikki Cross came out as a very psychological babyface, as in a good guy, so to speak, for those of you not familiar with the terms, wrestling terms here. Shayna Baszler, you know what? I'll be honest, a little too early to be the women's championship. She's doing that whole thing just like Ronda Rousey, UFC, you know, hey, come down here, become a wrestler. I've seen her personally in the PWG arena. And yeah, you know what? She puts in the time, you know, and every time I would kind of like, you know, Spanish word meticha, kind of listen in on the conversation, you know, she puts in work in the gym. She's perfecting her craft. But you can see that I feel that it's a little too early for her. Her move base or move sets, very limited so to what she can do. But I feel like, you know what? Give her time. She'll come up big. But this match was just kind of like, it just disturbed me because Nikki Cross just wanted to get beat up. It's like, you know, kind of masochistic, you know, just like beat me up, put me in a crosshair, choke me out. Kind of kinky. But besides that, Nikki Cross got choked out, which really left her looking strong, kind of like a you can't put me out like that kind of thing. So it was a good match overall. Not great. I would say it was disturbingly fun. And then we had the NXT Championship match, Aleister Black versus Lars Sullivan. I'll be honest, I kind of knocked out on that one. I don't know, I was just really tired by the end. My energy just kind of like started fading. I believe Aleister Black retained the title, I believe. And hold on, let me verify with the fiance. Aleister Black won, the champion. Yeah, so okay. No, the guy with the lisp didn't win. All right, good. You know, that's kind of sad. We kind of remember Lars Sullivan because he had a lisp. So with that in mind, we're going to go to the NXT TakeOver kind of like main event here. Johnny Gargano versus Tommaso Ciampa. Like, Jesus, man. Seeing these guys wrestle each other is just amazing what like two best friends can do. It's like a perfect example with Kevin Owens versus Sami Zayn. Like, who's your, you know, best friend, better enemies, but better performer because they kind of like already know what you like to do and how far you can go. And this Chicago street fight, man, it was just one for the record books. This one I will not give away. You have to watch. The buildup for this match was just amazing. The storyline, the storytelling, all there. Just like with the Okada Omega situation, the storylines that they tell you, the story that they do while wrestling is just amazing. So if you guys haven't seen the NXT TakeOver Chicago, go ahead and you can do that on the WWE Network. Again, this one is also for $9.99, a little few cents extra. But you know what? It's it's worth it. If there's anything you guys want to watch, I would say it's the NXT brand. And this is where my next topic is coming in. I know I'm just kind of doing things on the fly and going a little bit forward, and I do apologize. We'll get some decor and order next week when the fiance is feeling better. But I'm gonna go on a rant, so I'm just giving you guys a fair warning here. Don't like the main roster. I know they have a pay-per-view of Money in the Bank, but I feel like they never build up into anything, or if they try to build something, they try to shove it down your throats. There's always this constant like, hey, how many times have you seen Shinsuke Nakamura versus AJ Styles? This is going to be like maybe the 13th time. There's a bit of a an issue, in my opinion. That, again, these are just my opinions. I'm just going on a rant. WWE main roster needs to do something like the NXT and New Japan promotions are doing. It's kind of sad because NXT is a promotion of the WWE. But the way that they get their storylines across is not like, hey, we're going to shove these two guys fighting and then it's going to build up into something else. Like, no. Usually what they do is it's either a quick running or run in, which is like they interfere in a match, or they get in they get on the mic and they'll just start talking shit. And I, you know, again, sorry for my language, but, you know, 18 and over, we do provide a warning if you listen to the podcast. But yeah, there's certain things that go about that. Like, you don't put two guys, like, I'm going to take, for instance, you know, again, I mentioned them before, AJ and Shinsuke Nakamura. Like, this thing was had all this hype coming over into the WrestleMania. Like, hey, this is the first time, you know, and forever. It's a dream match, which they did fight in Dominion. I believe it's back in 2012. Great match, and they were trying to capture that essence. But when you just kind of rush things, or you just kind of like have a dull match, you know, after, you kind of want to build it up. You kind of want them kind of going their separate ways, but still kind of their paths intertwined somehow. And, you know, whether it be a tag team match or something like a triple threat, like, you know, they're kind of in the mix, but don't keep giving us the singles matches like of the same guy over and over and over, and then expect us to be invested into something, into the pay-per-view. And it's like, you know what, we've already seen this so many times, because, you know, some of us, I don't know if Vince McMahon or somebody in the back doesn't realize, people do have cable now. People do have satellite television, and they can keep up with what's going on. And that's the problem. Or maybe the schedule is a conflict, but who knows? The thing is, New Japan NXT, with the limited amount of TV time airing, like, you see some of these wrestlers maybe twice a month, which is perfect, because there's about 4 weeks into the month, and on a weekly episodic episode, there's that buildup. People can remember. People are not stupid. People are not oblivious to say, oh, wait, he wasn't there last week. Well, exactly. He wasn't there last week. What happened? You know, somebody comes in next week and they keep that feud going. They keep making it interesting. Keyword, they make it interesting. By not showing up doesn't mean it's a bad thing, and it doesn't mean it's a good thing. It just means you're building up to something bigger. It means that you're doing something for the brand. You're doing something for that wrestler, for the opponent, and you want the audience, you want your fan base to be invested into something. Now, I'm gonna go back to Money in the Bank. Like, there's some of these matches people don't really care about. Jinder Mahal versus Roman Reigns, like, man, like, that's just dumb. Seriously, right now, that's the only thing that's gonna make me want to go take a shit and miss some of the pay-per-view, because it's like, it's lackluster, you know. And I, as much as I love AJ Styles and Shinsuke Nakamura, I'm kind of like iffy. Like, I don't know if I want to watch that match. I'm interested in the Money in the Bank ladder match, because I know they're going to probably go all out. But then after that, what's left? The Women's Money in the Bank ladder match? Or the Ronda Rousey versus Nia Jax, which was, oh man, that they put too much time and effort on people who unfortunately don't grab people's interest. They want, yes, I understand it's a business, but you can do so much with a person who actually wrestles, who can understand how to take the brand further. And you see that with like NXT. You know, you got champion Aleister Black. You know, his demeanor, he's dark. But man, he's a very, you know, business-like persona. Outside the ring, coming in with a, you know, suit and tie, there you go. Like, I don't know what more the main roster wants, man. I know I'm going rambling and I'm probably losing my point here, but I'm just like really, really upset that New Japan, NXT, they deserve a lot more credit, but yet a lot of people are still focused on the WWE brand, and that's got to change. People are out there. People have voices. You guys can do what it takes to kind of like let them know and let your voices be heard. I mean, if you are a subscriber to the WWE Network, you know, there's always feedback. You can tell them what you guys want. You guys want better storylines. You want none of this freaking filtered crap running down our throats. As of late, excuse me, now I'm feeling sick. As of late, you know, there's no John Cena, and I'm thankful for that. But when some guy like John Cena makes a comment where you're going to have to put guys over, something unsettling about that, because you're putting over like almost a senior citizen in The Undertaker, and you are not willing to put over a younger guy who's up and coming, say coming out from NXT, or just like some guy who just signed a WWE contract. You bury him. You bury everybody. So, you know what? I hope he stays out. I hope he's gone for good. But, you know, it is the WWE, and he is their seller for the kids. And again, it goes into kids and merchandise sales. And that's their tactic. But all right, enough for wrestling. Sorry if you've been listening to me ramble. It's about 30 minutes already in. So thank you. A lot of other stuff. Got E3 going on in, or it finished, down here in LA. Pretty good stuff. Nintendo's showing off Fire Emblem. They showed off a new Super Smash Brothers, Super Smash Brothers Ultimate, which was really, really hands down amazing. It looks like it's going to be a lot of fun. You have all the characters from every title of the Super Smash Brothers all into one. So there's going to be a lot of fun to do. You actually have new characters coming out. I believe it was two. One of them was really from Metroid. People were freaking out. They were losing their stuff, you know, losing their insides. Spontaneous combustions everywhere. So it was pretty amazing. And, you know, I may not have that info, but, you know, there's a couple of friends out there with the another podcast, Easy Operations. You can catch them if you want more about E3. I'm pretty sure that they have an episode up talking about that, which is great. And that'll about do it for me for this week. As far as other things, if you guys want, we can talk about our question of the week. If you guys want to send an email, you can do it to angieandarmandospodcast@gmail.com. That's Angie and Armando's podcast at gmail.com. And basically, you can just, you know, send us a kind of your thoughts about this week's episode or previous episodes. And we want to hear from you. It's your show. Technically, it's our show, but hey, I'm flexible, you know? And yeah, that'll do it for this week. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I definitely want your feedback. Sorry, I just talked about wrestling, but that's all I was doing last week with the fiance. And I'm glad she likes wrestling. Right, babe? Mm-hmm. All right, I'll take that as a yes. All right, guys. You guys have a great week. We'll be on together next week. Happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. Go Mexico. Go everybody in the World Cup. You know, let's all be like in the US of A. Let's all have participating trophies. Yay, let's all win the World Cup. All right, guys. Have a good day.